Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kate Tykocki, who is Chief Communications Officer at Capital Area Michigan Works. Good evening, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to talk with you after a great event yesterday, talking about trends in young talent. A new report is out with kind of some surprising statistics that are following along. Tell me about the report, and then we'll get into some specifics and end the day.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we found is that young talent in this region is declining, which is perhaps surprising to some people based on the fact that we have a major university, a law school, a community college. And there's been a lot of recent development that has been working to make Greater Lansing a great place for young adults to live. We've gotten some national accolades in that area. And yet, we saw numbers fall pretty dramatically when we looked at some data sets. And the new 2010 census numbers just came out. And those are showing perhaps a little bit less significant of a decline, but a decline all the same, which is not good news for the area.
And what do we attribute that to? As you said, with the universities in the area, are the young folks just leaving the state? Are they concerned about the economy here? Or what do some of the answers in this report that you found?
Well, it was really shocking to a lot of the young adults that helped us understand the data in this report that so many people were leaving and that we were losing young adults because they felt like Lansing had made some good headway. And really, I think what it shows is just that we're making steps in the right direction, but we've still got a ways to go. One of the data sets that we looked at showed that perhaps some of that decline had leveled off in about 2007. And so, there have been good, positive things happening in recent years, but we've still got more to do. We can't just be complacent or think that because students go to Michigan State, we're guaranteed that they're going to stay here when they graduate.
And are you hearing from them what they think the Lansing area is missing? Because that could be an important piece of the puzzle as well, if we knew some of those answers.
Yeah, well, what's really interesting is both throughout the event yesterday, we had people tweeting with a hashtag emerging talent. And as a part of the advisory committee on the group, we talked a lot anecdotally about the Lansing region. And by and large, people have really positive things to say about it. And so one of the big themes that's emerging is that perception is a huge problem, and that not only do we have to continue placemaking efforts, but we have to do a better job of building confidence and of telling our story and of helping young adults, young talent, recruit their friends to the Lansing area and showcase the area to new grads and young professionals around the country.
Well, and you talk about emerging talent. That's kind of what exactly are you talking about? Just this group then, this 25 to 34?
So when we talk about emerging talent, for this study, we focused on the 25 to 34-year-old age demographic. That's typically how the Census Bureau breaks out kind of the age range. And when you get into the 18 to 24-year-old age range, you're mostly looking at college students, not 100%, but especially in this area, there's a huge share of our population in that demographic because of Michigan State University and the other colleges here.
And I did think that was interesting. The report kind of gives a win and a fail, which is the lingo of today. And you just mentioned that because of the universities here, and one of the fail was that we have a long way to go compared with nationally recognized centers, knowledge centers is in quotes. You talk about Ann Arbor, Cambridge, Massachusetts, San Francisco. Well, I might as well complete the list: Boulder and Bethesda, Maryland, and all exceed 50% in the bachelor's degree plus share. And that's an interesting statistic.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different things we looked at. We looked at young talent as a percentage of the population, but then we also looked at the young talent that lives in that community and compared, how do they stack up as far as unemployment rates go? How do they stack up as far as education levels go? And in those knowledge centers, we found that we really do have a long way to go in regard to the education levels of our young talent. Our young talent in this area has a relatively low unemployment rate, which is great. We have a high labor force unemployment or a high labor force participation rate, and that's really just a fancy way of saying that there are a lot of job opportunities for young adults, but our young adults don't have the education levels that compare to some of these knowledge centers like Cambridge and Bethesda, and even in comparison to Ann Arbor right here in our own state, we're significantly behind.
Well, and where do we do well in this report? What are some of the areas where we're showing, as I said, the wins, or that we're doing some of the things very right?
Well, some of the things that we're doing right is we do have a lot of great placemaking efforts going on and a lot of wonderful stories to tell. It's just a matter of telling those stories and getting people engaged in them. But the positive quality of life aspects here are here. And the young talent in this region, you know, if anybody follows the Love Lansing hashtag and knows about events like TEDx and Ignite, there's a really underground grassroots, you know, urban movement of people that, are, you know, they're young, they're smart, they're global, and they believe in Lansing. Well, in that circle.
And I find it interesting, this report is so many different areas that are looked at. Who is looking at this report? I mean, who the group that you had together yesterday, who do you anticipate is going to be looking at and studying this report to get some important answers and some important input?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we try to do is educate the community. So whether we're trying to educate policymakers or educators, the community at large or businesses, you know, we really are working to help people understand the perspective. And part of our goal with this report and in partnering with LEAP on the report is to make sure that people recognize the importance of these placemaking efforts and how important it is that we stop giving Lansing such a bad rap and step up and become proud of our community. And if there are things we don't like about it, we work actively to change those instead of just complaining, because those attitudes affect placemaking and talent retention efforts.
Well, I'm finding this report going so in depth into areas that I haven't seen other information on. That's what I'm finding so impressive about it, is it's going directly in detail to areas that employers, I think, need to know about. Frankly, city officials need to know about, and folks in the business community need to be paying attention to. We keep hearing about education and higher education. If we want to keep these folks here, this speaks directly to what we need to do that.
Absolutely.
I find it fascinating. What are some other areas that I have missed that you found interesting, Kate, and the folks in putting this together?
Well, I really think that one of the areas that surprised me was how we compare as far as our education rates stack up. We compare above average to the nation and the state, which is great. About 37% of our young talent has a bachelor's degree or higher, whereas the nation is only about 31%, the state's only about 28%. But it was surprising to me that some of the areas have almost double that rate. Even Ann Arbor is above 50%. And I think sometimes we think, because we live in Michigan, we kind of have a cop-out, well, we're an auto state, so we didn't have to be educated, and nobody is. But here's a community just an hour down the road from us that has 52% of its population with a bachelor's degree or higher. And, you know, if you visit the community, you can see that reflected in the types of quality of life and entertainment options that are available to people. I think it's a very cyclical process. You know, what comes first, the cool place or the people? And you can see the impact once you have that dynamic, cool downtown area. It does help attract and retain the talent, which contributes to an even cooler downtown. So I think that was one of the things to me that stood out the most. We cop out and say, well, we'll never be Cambridge, Massachusetts.
But we can be an awfully great Lansing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are other Michigan cities that are doing this and thriving.
Well, it's a fascinating report. Can folks get onto the Capital Area Michigan Works website and find this report?
They absolutely can. Our website is camw.org, and the report is posted in our media room.
Well, it's an amazing report. I encourage folks, citizens of the area as well as business folks, if they haven't seen it already, to hop on and take a look. There's some great information there. Kate, as always, I appreciate your time and perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kate Tykocki, who is Chief Communications Officer with Capital Area Michigan Works. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.